Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Thank you for joining me here 2 days before Christmas. And coming up at the 6 o'clock hour, we will have a Christmas special for you. Just talk all about Christmas. Just have some songs that I'll be singing, and we'll talk about the meaning of Christmas and all kinds of other things in the 6 o'clock hour. So stick around for that at that point in time, or tune in at that point in time for that. It's 31 degrees here in the Pensacola area now with a wind of 12 miles an hour, which makes it feel much colder than even 31 degrees. So that's no fun. And it's going to be getting down to the low 20s tonight. By early morning, it'll be in the low 20s. And then tomorrow will be probably about right where it is now. Like, it might warm up to mid-30s, maybe high 30s. And then it'll slowly start to creep up warmer each day from basically even starting from today. So Sunday, it'll be 45, but a low in 28. And then Monday, it'll warm up to 52. And Tuesday, 57, Wednesday, 65, and by late next week, it'll be close to 70 degrees again. So back to normal temperatures pretty soon. But right now, pretty darn cold, and I know there's a lot of people out there. I saw a couple homeless people on the corner still, and I'm like, man, there's some cold weather shelters they need to get to. This is not fun. This is not fun to be out there, and there's a lot of cold weather shelters out there. Let me go through some of the top stories, though, and just a reminder, this is Friday, so we'll still do a weekend movie preview in about 40 minutes. Next hour, we'll go through a jobs report, the unemployment numbers, and things like that as well. So getting started here, though, the top lead is the bad weather, more so up north compared to what we have going on here. The winter storm is impacting the holidays from Pennsylvania all the way to Chicago. You're getting just a lot of problems. In fact, I just pulled up FlightAware, and here today we have 4,981 cancellations within the United States. 4,981 cancellations, 7,800 delays. So yesterday was like 2,300 cancellations. Today, 4,500 flights canceled. That's a lot of people being affected by the flights being canceled right now. Taking a quick look at it yesterday, Dallas had 49% of their flights delayed, and today they're about 33%. It looks like Denver's at 35%. That looks like the highest as far as a percentage of flights being delayed. As far as percentage of flights being canceled, let's see here. That one is that would go to, well, you got a couple like Portland International Airport. That's 67% of them been canceled. It's a smaller airport, though. And so out of the larger airports, looks like Seattle, 53% of the flights have been canceled out of Seattle. That's a really high, kind of a surprise right there. Chicago Midway, 58% of the flights in Chicago Midway canceled today. Now that's a busy airport. That's a busy one. Oh boy. So yeah, that's not good. And got a lot of flights going on getting canceled. That's one of the top stories, of course, today. Confusion over Title 42 as that was set to end here. The Title 42, according to new data, I got this from ABC News. According to new data, Title 42 did contribute to increased migration numbers. Wait, it contributed to it. Should have decreased it. Well, apparently there's confusion over Title 42 and what it does or does not do. And I guess migrants were confused about it. They actually thought it was an easier way for them to get into the country. Whereas Title 42, the purpose of it was to keep people who had COVID from getting into the country or being able to easily boot them out if they do have COVID. But there was confusion about it and it ended up creating a surge. The January 6th report continues to get news, continues to get coverage as one of the top stories in the news. The House is voting on the spending bill, and it is expected to pass as well, but in order to avert a government shutdown. Inflation is slowing down just a little bit. It's still going up. I mean, it's still up, but it's slowing down. A couple of more stories here for you, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. If you do see something showing delays throughout our area, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, a couple other stories here. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has agreed to pay $725 million in a privacy lawsuit, basically. This is against Cambridge Analytica. So they've agreed to settle this lawsuit with them. Children's medication shortages continue to strain parents and pharmacies. We've been kind of bringing this up off and on. The triple-demic, COVID, flu, and RSV, are causing children's medications to just fly off the shelf. And so now we have a children's medication shortage going on. Speaking of COVID, we are seeing a little bit of an increase in COVID cases, depending on where you are in the country. For example, Chicago might reintroduce a mask mandate, or at least mask advisory, a recommendation, because they're having so many cases there. New Jersey has 50% more cases than what they had a month ago. Ohio is up dramatically as well. So it's starting to pick up in different areas. In fact, coming up here in about 10 minutes, I've got a story pertaining to COVID. Apparently, COVID has, you know, has mutated so much so that the symptoms of COVID have changed just a little bit. I'll tell you what some of those changes are coming up here in about 10 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, though, we have top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom, so stick around for that.
Ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, oh come ye to Bethlehem.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year, and Happy Hanukkah for those who are celebrating Hanukkah as well. And we do have a Christmas special the last hour here, 6 to 7 o'clock, just all about Christmas. So if you are driving around doing last minute shopping or visiting relatives or friends, then you could tune in at that time for our Christmas special right there. So there is, let's see here. Got a text about the cold that we got going on. Die bugs die. Loving the chill. Well, that's true. That if there's one thing positive about this cold weather we're dealing with, is it kills off bugs. That's a very positive thing. Good point right there. Appreciate that. It's 31 degrees. Feeling a little lot colder than that, though, because of the 12-mile-an-hour wind with some wind gusts of up to 15 miles an hour. Over 7,800 flights delayed today, 4,900 canceled. That's the big story, is all the weather up north affecting things everywhere around the country. So, oh well. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, not quite, sorry, about 7 minutes. I'll give you the latest updates on what COVID symptoms are looking like. They have changed just a little bit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. Bobby, we talked about this last week in FedEx and UPS delivering the warning that because of the weather, Christmas Day packages might not get to their destinations in time due to some substantial disruptions. FedEx hubs in Memphis and Indianapolis dealing with that. I know we had been putting the word out about those deadlines, and you gave the warning as if a prophetic warning. Saying, hey, you may want to give yourself an extra day or two to, you know, make sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, they were saying that all along. Don't think we knew yet what the weather would be like. But, yeah, there's a good chance if you were hoping to get that package delivered tomorrow, it may not happen for you. I remember this from a few years ago, back when the pandemic first started. It was a big, big story around Florida. The husband of a Florida woman who took a job as a dishwasher at a nursing home just so she could be with her husband during COVID has passed away.
I remember that.
Yeah, Mary Daniel of Jacksonville says her husband, Steve, passed away peacefully this week. Back in at the start of COVID, Daniel hadn't seen her husband for 114 days after the nursing home stopped allowing visitors during the pandemic, so she took a job washing dishes. Men will compete in artistic swimming at the next Summer Olympics for the first time ever. The IOC approved two men to compete in eight-member teams alongside women at the Paris 2024 Games. And at the 4 o'clock news, I was talking about the NORAD Santa tracking. I thought it was cool of how the tradition began. I don't know if you are familiar with this, but back in 1955, kids started calling Air Defense Command because of a wrong number that was printed in a newspaper. And so people who were stationed there on that night were just taking the calls and just pretending to be Santa's helpers and letting them, here's where Santa's at. So it was kind of by accident of how it started. And it's a tradition that's continued every year since.
Yeah, now it's just there. In fact, I thought they had like this whole website now.
They have a website, they have a toll-free number, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, they've got it.
Yeah, exactly. So, NORADSanta.org. I just pulled it up, and they got games on there. They got all kinds of things now where you could do it. And you're right. You got a phone number too, and oh, geez, it's just taking off, this whole thing. But it started off with kids calling.
It was a wrong number printed in the newspaper. Kids were calling it. And, first one was like, this is Santa's workshop. Absolutely. And then he just assigned one person to be the guy to take these calls.
Oh, there you go. That's funny. Actually, I just pulled it up. The Santa Tracker Countdown. We're less than 12 hours. The countdown's at 10 hours and 35 minutes.
Cow. I mean, he's going to be in China like this time,
I guess that's 12 hours. I wasn't thinking about it like that. So, yeah, he's going to be the NORAD Santa Tracker is going to be getting underway here really, really quickly. So that's pretty didn't think about that aspect of it. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, text or call 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by All Pro Tune Up. We are checking in clear on our roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any delays throughout Pensacola as well as into Mobile. Nothing to slow you down. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach also looking good. And nothing to delay you on 98. That's in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. No major slowdowns as well as Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you do see something else on the roads causing delays, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. And again, this traffic report is presented by All Pro Tune-Ups across from the Big Lots on Highway 90, where they want to earn your trust and confidence in quality workmanship, servicing your cars, your trucks, and your RVs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
COVID symptoms have changed just a little bit. What has changed with them? I'll tell you coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3.
I really can't stay. But baby, it's cold outside. Got to go. But baby, it's cold outside. This evening has been hoping that you drop in. Nice. I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice. Beautiful, what's your
heart? It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So as COVID has been mutating, so have its symptoms. The latest symptoms of COVID-19, according to a new study that came out last month, are first, sore throat. Second, runny nose. Third, blocked nose. I mean, that's just... So you got a sore throat and stuffiness. You wouldn't think you have COVID with that, right? Sneezing is next, coughing without phlegm, then a headache, coughing with phlegm, a hoarse voice, and then muscle aches and pains, and just an altered sense of smell came in 10th. So what's missing off this list compared to what COVID used to have for its main symptoms was no fever, no loss of taste, No loss of smell. There's an altered sense of smell, but you get that with the flu. You get that with, you know, all kinds of different sicknesses. So now there's no fever, no loss of taste and or smell. But what's one thing there still, it doesn't seem to, it had on there muscle aches and pains. What it didn't have, though, is it still seems to be one of the top ones. It's still just that extreme fatigue. So just that so COVID is changing, and as it changes, the symptoms are changing. The two big things that are off the list is fever and loss of taste or smell. The rest of it just sounds like you're just not feeling well. Sore throat, runny nose, coughing, sneezing, but then fatigue. I think that's still the primary thing is fatigue. So, many people who had COVID in the past didn't even realize they had it a second time or a third time, didn't realize they had it recently because the symptoms are so much different than what they were before. Kind of interesting right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. 31 degrees in the Pensacola area right now. Going to get a low in the low 20s by early tomorrow morning. And then it'll warm back up in the mid upper 30s tomorrow for Christmas Eve. And boy, if you're traveling, I'm sorry, because the flights going, particularly up north, is where it's being most affected, it appears. Flights are being delayed everywhere, though, but being canceled in a lot of the northern places like Chicago and Pittsburgh and places like that. So 7,800 delays in the United States so far today, 4,981 cancellations. That's cool right now, Bobby Ross.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been.
Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We were talking about COVID symptoms now have changed just a little bit. There's no longer fever or complete loss of taste or smell. Those are off the top 10 list, but you still have that extreme fatigue. And I think that's kind of the note. Like the main notation, like even if you don't have a cough, even if you don't have a sore throat, runny nose, you have that fatigue. I think that's the thing that differentiates it even more so than the flu, even though with the flu, you're fatigued as well. Something with COVID, I only had it once, but it's just like, oh, I just have no energy. I got that text here. Hey, Bobby, just had it recently, and extreme fatigue and severe headache were the worst symptoms I had. So, yeah, and that's what I'm seeing as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's 31 degrees with the wind chill, making it quite a bit colder than that with the wind at 12 miles an hour. Going to get low in the low 20s tonight. That's one of the top stories, in fact, for top three stories. Winter storm and winter weather is impacting the holiday travel. We've had over 7,800 flights delayed today and over 5,000 now. Canceled. I just refreshed it. It's gone up. We're almost at 8,000 flights in the United States canceled. We're only 10 flights away from 8,000 delays. And we just crossed the 5,000 mark for cancellation. So it's still going up. I'll continue to watch that. The other top three stories, Title 42 actually contributed to increased migration numbers, according to recent data, because migrants were confused about what Title 42 was. And finally, inflation is slowing down. It's still up, but it's at least slowing down just a little bit. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. Start off here with, where'd it go? NFL is going to be on tomorrow. So I'll give you a heads up with that. You've got, going here, got a lot of games on Saturday. Fox has 11 a.m., sorry, noon, the Atlanta Falcons against Baltimore Ravens. Then also another game will be Detroit against Carolina. Buffalo against Chicago is tomorrow. New Orleans Saints are taking on Cleveland, which, by the way, this is going to probably be the coldest game in history for the New Orleans Saints to play in up there in Cleveland. Then you have, let's see here, Seattle against Kansas City, Giants against Minnesota, Cincinnati Bengals against the Patriots, Washington against San Francisco, Philadelphia Eagles against Dallas, Las Vegas against Pittsburgh, and let's see here. Then the Sunday games will be Green Bay against Miami, Denver against the Rams, Tampa Bay against the Arizona Cardinals. That'll be the Sunday night football game. The Monday night football game will be the Chargers against the Colts. So most of the games will be on Saturday this week. And there's like half a dozen of them that are going to be at or near 0 degree wind chill. Like a half a dozen of it. It's going to be a crazy Saturday for football. All right. The NBA is on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Bucks against the Nets. And then ESPN has a late game at 9:00 with the Memphis Grizzlies against the Phoenix Suns. NCAA football is going on right now. University of Louisiana has beaten Houston 16-13. That is the end of the third quarter on ESPN. Then later on, after that game's over, Wake Forest will play Missouri. And then right now we got some college basketball as well. As far as ranked games go, number 18 Indiana University is supposed to be playing Kennecott. Okay, whatever. Well, that'll be on at 6:00 on Big Ten Network. And there's some games on ESPN2 tonight as well that you can check out. Then we'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
We do have an accident right now. It's right by us on Davis Highway in Creighton, showing some slight delays. This is going to be in the northbound direction, but that's the only place we are seeing an accident that's causing slowdowns. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as nothing to report on 29 or 90 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something on the roads, have details for me, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So in sports news, Lakers star Anthony Davis is going to be out indefinitely now with a stress injury to his foot. Then University of North Carolina quarterback Drake May denies that he was offered $5 million to transfer, says that those rumors weren't really reality. NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis, former linebacker in the NFL for the Patriots, apologizes after he was arrested for an alleged assault at a nightclub. The Jets head coach says that they're not going to quit on their quarterback, Zach Wilson, just yet. Yeah, they are. It's okay. When he got drafted, I had friends that, I think I even mentioned it. The day after the draft, I was in the airport and I ran into Zach Wilson the day after the draft. And I congratulated him. He said, thank you. But I remember talking to somebody about it afterward. I think it was Drew on ESPN Pensacola. And he was like, I think this guy might have a good shot to help turn the Jets around. I said, no. The Jets are a place where quarterbacks go to die. I'm like, they don't do any favors for quarterbacks. That's where the quarterbacks go to die. They ruin quarterbacks. And I think that's what we've seen with Zach Wilson right there. The Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald is out against the Chargers and probably out for the season now, according to head coach Sean McVay. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We're going to get another quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. And then we've got talk movies for our weekend movie preview. A lot of movies coming out this week. That's next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. I got another text just reminding the news from yesterday that YouTube TV just took the NFL Sunday Ticket away from just took it away from the DirecTV, which I I didn't really get to share yesterday my thoughts about that overall, which is, I went with why they went with them. But what I didn't share was that I think this is great news. Look, not everybody can get DirecTV. I've been in apartment complexes where, you know, I wanted the NFL Sunday ticket and had to get permission from the apartment complex to put a satellite. And they were like, no, we're not going to let you put a satellite on the apartment. And I was like, oh, all right. I've rented houses before and, hey, can I get DirecTV? And the owner's like, no, I don't want to put a satellite on the house. I'm like, well, can I put it in the yard? No, I don't want that in my property. And so I was like, okay. So YouTube TV opens it up to a lot more people to be able to access NFL Sunday ticket. So I do like that aspect of it overall. I just wish it was a little bit more accessible as far as being able to get I don't want to have to subscribe to YouTube TV to get it. I guess that's what I mean. All right. It's Pence Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go to Joe Ford over the newsroom. Joe, what's up in the news?
Bobby, more than 11,000 flights originating or within or out of the U.S. delayed or canceled so far today, according to FlightAware, as the impacts of the winter storm being felt at airports from coast to coast. We talked about this yesterday, of course, and you mentioned that as the storm continues to push eastward, it would get worse, and that appears to have been the case, as you got a lot of big hubs out there, New York and Boston and everything over on the eastern seaboard. So, quite the chaos today. $1.7 trillion funding bill now goes to President Biden's desk. The House passed it this afternoon. This was Congressman Matt Gaetz.
$20 million to strengthen democracy in civil society in Central Europe through combating anti-Semitism and promoting minority rights. I'm all for promoting minority rights. I'm against anti-Semitism. But are we really pretending that we know better than the Central Europeans what they want and need to be able to resolve their differences?
On his podcast there, had a lot of interesting things to say and kind of highlighted some of what he would label obnoxious earmarks in the package. He, of course, voted no for that. Ukrainian President Zelensky is back home following his visit to the U.S. In a post to Telegram, Zelensky said he was back in his office and the nation is working towards victory. And finally, Bobby, police in a small Kentucky city were relieved this week when a call about a man exposing himself outside of a home turned out to be a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation holiday decoration. The elaborate decor on a lawn in Shepherdsville, about 20 miles south of Louisville, was built around a mannequin that was decked out as the movie's obnoxious Uncle Eddie. It was not a man exposing himself.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. It's still, that could be scary. You just never know if it's coming from National Lampoon. So, all right. Well, there you go. And I just refreshed it again. Over 5,000 flights canceled from the United States. So that's a lot. Worldwide, 8,000 cancellations. So if you're flying internationally for the holidays, there's an extra 3,000 flights that have been canceled for international flights. So, yeah. It's a rough day with all the weather we're getting. In fact, I did look up those international flights. A lot of them that are being canceled or major delays are up in Canada, like Vancouver and places like that.
I saw I was scrolling through TikTok yesterday, came across a video where four people and I forget where what originating airport. I think they were trying to get to Florida. Mm-hmm. Four people on an airport that never met each other before the flight just decided to, hey, let's just go in for a rental car. So the four strangers drove like 16 hours to get to whatever city they were trying to get to. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but yeah, maybe there was a lot of that going on.
It could be trying to come up with creative ideas in order to get to your destination. All right. Thanks, Joe. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now
it's time for
a weekend movie.
I got a lot of things going out this week. Starting on Wednesday, we had movies coming out. So I Want to Dance with Somebody came out. It's PG-13. This is the story of Whitney Houston. Puss in Boots came out as well. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish. It's rated PG. And I don't know what the infatuation of these Puss in Boots movies are. I don't. It's like a spinoff of Shrek, and I haven't liked any of them so far. Gracie?
I don't like. I like Shrek, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, yeah. Shrek is the best. I think the Puss in Boots movies are pretty good though. I'm like cracking up in them.
All right, well, maybe it's just I need to give it another try.
I don't know if I'll be going to another. I don't know if I'm gonna go to the movies, but when it comes out,
wait for
maybe.
A DVD. And this is probably a DVD or digital download type of one. I would say that for sure. Coming out today is Babylon, rated R, with Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. It's about it's like one of those movies that's about movie making, and it's a fictional one set back in like the 1950s or 40s, and it looks fun, and that one's getting a lot of press release. So Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery, that came out in the theater a few weeks ago. It is now on Netflix if you want to watch that. And The Pale Blue Eye came out. It's starring Christian Bale and Gillian Anderson. And I got to be honest, I didn't even look it up to see what it's about. But on Christmas Day, you're still getting a couple of things. You're getting a Netflix release, Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical is going to be released on Netflix on Christmas Day. So you can be able to check that one out. Oh, and I said Babylon was set in the 1940s. It's set in the 1920s, L.A. Sorry, mistook that one. Let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf, and I got a couple other movie stories for you, or movie news.
Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Really nothing to slow you down. Our slowdowns on Davis Highway have cleared up as well. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, I tried to look up the Pale Blue Eye or whatever. I still can't. I can't see what it's about. So, oh well. Then on Amazon Prime, earlier this week, you had the latest season 3 of Jack Ryan coming out on Amazon Prime Video. I've seen a couple of the episodes so far. I love the first two seasons. This one's starting off a little bit slow, but I'm getting into it. And so that's available now. And then I already mentioned on Netflix, you got Glass Onion and Knives Out Mystery is now available on Netflix. It was in the theaters for about a month now, and now it's available on there. So there you go with that. Now, in other movie news, speaking of Netflix, a lot of people share Netflix passwords, right? It's not really a secret. It happens. And Netflix, they're not the only ones, but a lot of the streaming services are trying to figure out ways to get us to stop sharing the passwords. Netflix allegedly, reportedly, will put an end to password borrowing in early 2023. They actually had ramped it up where, like pre-pandemic, they were really starting to cut this thing out. But during the pandemic, they were like, you know what? People are struggling. They're at home. We'll let people share their passwords. And so they started letting them share their passwords, but now they're nixing that again, or early 2023. They're going to start cracking down on that once again. So I know that's going to frustrate a lot of people. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse, a story coming out of England, where this couple is going to be having a nude Christmas. Nude Christmas, yes. And they're hosting Christmas dinner, inviting the wife's mother and their 15-year-old daughter to join them for Christmas, but they're not going to wear any clothes. They said that they got tired of people judging them for what they wear. So they decided to stop wearing clothes altogether. And all their family knows it. And when they call them or FaceTime them on Christmas, they can just expect to see them in the buff. I guess I would not be calling or text. I'd be like, no. Wait, are you naked? All right. Well, this conversation's over. Have a nice day.